We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War Podcast Sports Network. We are presented by 360 Vodka. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by Jeff. Jeff, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. I think I had some fuzz on my face. So I was wiping it off. So, yeah, I'm good, though. You know, Thanksgiving coming up, time to eat.
This is the earliest we've done a podcast, too. So, you know, we're getting one in before the holiday gets kind of out of control here.
For sure.
And you got practice, and I'm calling the Mizzou game tonight. So, we got a lot going on. But let's dive right into it. Big game today for the Kansas Jayhawks. We are recording on Wednesday morning. They get NC State tonight. We'll preview the NC State game, but I did want to dive in first to the Southern Utah win at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas gets the victory to get to 4-0, and Jalen Wilson was excellent. Yeah. Another just dominant performance from him, going for 33 points. He had 6 rebounds, was really efficient from the field, got to the free throw line. Grady Dick also had a really good game as well, very efficient, hit 4 threes. But they were challenged by this Southern Utah team. And I wanted to start, Jeff, just by you know, back in your career when you played, I think fans need to understand in non-conference basketball, you know, there's going to be games where you're, you know, picked to win and the line is 17 or 20. Sometimes those lines don't take into consideration, you know, a team, you know, this early in the season that might be pretty good. You know, that might be an under the radar team. And we talked about it last week. Southern Utah can score and had multiple guys that can score. And they really challenged Kansas and Allen Fieldhouse. What was kind of your takeaway? And, you know, I think just good for fans to know that not every game you're going to win by 20, 30 points, even in non-conference play, especially this early in the year.
Yeah. You know, kudos to Southern Utah. You know, they came into one of the toughest buildings to play in, and it was a back and forth game. Excuse me, I think I am coming down with a little cold, but it was a back and forth game. You know, until late into the second half, until the Jayhawks pulled away. But again, you talk about the offensive firepower that Southern Utah's used to producing, and you know, they put up 126 points this season, so that goes to show you that they definitely have a knack for scoring. And but kind of what I really took away from it was from the Kansas side, being a Jayhawk, is that at the end of the day, you got to be able to grind out wins like that. You know, I remember back in the day when I played, you know, we were playing Richmond in similar a game like this. And to me, this is when Richmond wasn't as hot as what they were now. But they came down and hit a buzzer beater shot for us, and buzzer beater shot, and we ended up losing the game at the buzzer. It was a neck and neck game, and no one thought that Richmond would have been playing with us. So for the Jayhawks still to be able to pull out a win, and you know that you're going to get everybody's best shot, to me, that's what I took away the most from it. You know, young guys stepped up. DeJuan Harris, I thought, was great. Again, never going to lead the talks as far as, you know, almost production in the game and getting interviews, but I thought DeJuan Harris was great. Obviously, Jalen Wilson is obviously coming into his shell very good, and Grady Dick was solid as well too, but they just got to continue to get better, keep fighting, and know that every game that they play this year, if they want to be a national champion, there's going to be some games like this Southern Utah, even when they're the big favorite or even when they're not the favorite.
Yep. It's funny you bring up Richmond because I'm having flashbacks. my sophomore year, we beat them in overtime, and they gave us a run for our money. And this was, I think it was like a Thanksgiving holiday tournament. We were down in Texas. And yeah, that was still kind of like that was probably after, you know, you had got them. But the way they built their program, I just saw Richmond in Brooklyn against Syracuse the other night. Syracuse. And look, they're a solid program, and they've kind of built themselves into like a kind of a VCU type, right? Where they're a dangerous team and they're a respected team. But you know, I think for this game, you mentioned DeJuan, you know, not a high level assist game. He had to score, right? I mean, he had they were definitely forcing him to score, and he did do that. He went 6 of 11 from the field for 14 points. But he had 4 steals. Yeah. You know, his impact defensively again still shows. So it just goes to show you, DeJuan is fully. You said this before. He's fully capable of scoring. You know, he's a pass first point guard, which I love pass first point guards. I think passing is such an underrated part of basketball and offense. And there's it's great when you can have a scoring lead guard, but you got to have a lead guard that can pass and facilitate. But it was good to see DeJuan show that he's fully capable. Yeah. Got to the free throw line as well and was aggressive trying to score.
And I really think for, you know, I don't think DeJuan's probably talked about, probably not given enough credit because you have Jalen Wilson, you have Grady Dick who attract a lot of attention. But I do think that DeJuan is going to be a very key role in the Jayhawks, I think, being able to run deep. With him being able to score, I think that's just going to open up so much when he shows that he can, or when not, then he shows that he can. When he just does it, it just opens up so much more. But again, I will say this. He's proven that he didn't have to score to win a national championship. So to counter what I just said, I could see him, you know, still putting down low numbers and still being able to do this. But I really think that if DeJuan can really enhance his scoring, it's just going to take off so much more pressure on other guys as well too. They're going to have to help off more, and DeJuan has a really great eye of finding his teammates, and it's just going to open up more things for him as well too. But kudos to DeJuan because he always finds a way to get it done offensively and defensively. I think he had 4 steals, so he was very active in that game as well too.
One of the guys that we haven't talked about that I wanted to bring up today is KJ Adams.
Yeah.
And I love KJ. He's starting and he's playing the 5, and this is a different way to go about it, right? I mean, he's an undersized 5, but he is so explosive off the floor. His verticality is no joke. He had 3 blocks in this game. And if you see, you know, KJ, his energy level is always so high when he plays. Yeah. You know, he plays so hard. It's almost one of those things where, you know, you have to keep him on the floor because he just gives you so much.
Yeah.
Particularly defensively, with his just ability to impact the rim. He is undersized, but he can really alter shots. And he's rebounding the ball pretty well. It's going to be rebound by committee for Kansas with KJ starting. But I do think, you know, he's 4 for 4 from the field as well in this game. He's a play finisher, right? He's learning how to play off of these guards, and his role has elevated. Again, another national champion. I mean, he's back.
Yeah.
But it's a totally different role for him. And just the style that Kansas normally plays with, you know, you're a traditional 5, he's more of an undersized 5. What do you see from that position for Kansas, just knowing how Bills operated in the past with the 5?
Yeah, it's definitely different how they've operated in the past. KJ's a rim protector. I mean, he's not your typical rim protector when you look at size. I mean, he still had 3 blocks. So, I mean, I guess you could say that is definitely protecting the rim. But I think with KJ, the thing that gets me with him is athleticism and bulk.
Yeah.
Like literally athleticism and bulk. Like, that guy is – Like, he's thick. So when you talk about him being able to guard a five, well, how big and how strong he is, his legs, man, like, that guy's legs are so, like, I think his calves are bigger than my thighs.
Huge legs, exactly.
Yeah. But again, that just goes to show you, like, he's a brick down there, solid, going to be hard to move. And obviously, his upper frame up top, he's just as big, too. So he's a thick kid, but he's not a thick kid, just a thick kid. He's also agile and he can move. So I think that will be able to counter a lot. With KJ playing the five, and you know, he's just a dog. He hustles, he gets all over the place. So I would like to see, you know, I would hope to see that his numbers, you know, offensively could go up. If he's attacking the offensive boards and, you know, trying to get putbacks and really use his athleticism to attack the offensive rebounds against some of these bigger, slower bigs, I think he can use that to his advantage. Cause I think defensively, and how the Jayhawks normally move, how they normally move on the defensive end, I think they would be able to have KJ at the five and still do some things, whether it's trapping the post, whatever it may be, for him to still be able to guard the big man. But I think KJ's done a really good job, and it's going to be interesting to see how Coach Self now, you know, finds a way to get him in the mix and get him involved with what they do offensively and defensively.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on the Border War Podcast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Border War Podcast. We're here presented by 360 Vodka on the Kansas City Sports Network. And Jeff, let's get to it. Battle for Atlantis coming here for the Jayhawks. Yeah. They start with NC State. This is a very important game, not just starting this Battle for Atlantis tournament, but this NC State team is athletic, and they got three really good guards. Their backcourt is talented, and it starts with Terquavion Smith, who went through the draft process last year as a freshman. He was a lethal scorer in the ACC. He's averaging 19 a game right now. He's also averaging 3.5 steals. His assist numbers are up. They've transitioned him from the 2 to the 1. So he's going to be playing the point, but he is a scoring guard. Big, big game for DeJuan guarding Terquavion Smith, who's got a little bit more size, but I expect that to be the matchup. I also think it's going to be defense by committee against Jark Joyner, who's a freshman, who's averaging 17 a game and can shoot it and has got extended range. So, you know, Kevin Keats has done a nice job putting this team together. They lost Darion Sebron to us, by the way. He's a New Orleans Pelican. Just want to shout out Darion Sebron, who had a great year last year. But they've replaced Darion with another talented freshman. Marcel's a good scorer. Clark's a good scorer. They got some pieces here. Very different than Southern Utah, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the team that can score the ball. So it's going to be another challenge today for the Jayhawks with again, a smaller lineup that's really got to bring it defensively and limit the athleticism of NC State, who is a very good attacking, drive and kick, transition, high tempo team that Kansas is going to have to really match today.
Yeah, and again, you know, Kansas is gonna almost see a different matchup, and they're used to it. You know, almost every different game, especially when you start getting out of non-conference, you're really going to see different styles of play. And NC State, you know, I'm just going to tell you, they're not scared of the Jayhawks. I mean, why would they be? They play in the ACC. You know, every year they have to face Duke, they have to face North Carolina. So this is a squad that they're used to playing these two blue blood schools. So this is going to be a really good game. And I think you said it best, you know, that matchup, I really want to see that matchup between Smith and DeJuan, you know, obviously what DeJuan brings on the defensive end and what Smith brings on the offensive end for them. It's going to be a good test for DeJuan, you know, to see, you know, what type of defender he's going to be that game and what type of challenge he's going to step up to this game. But I think a lot of people are really excited to see, you know, Coach Self back on the bench. You know, I know Norm might be one of the only guys that I know right now that has not lost a game in the field house as a coach. So I know he's sitting pretty well as well, but I know they're going to be excited to have Coach Self back. This is going to be a tough game. Obviously, like you talked about with the drive and kick, this is going to be something that, the Jayhawks normally see. This would be a great game from the, because this is a game that they normally see when it gets deep into the tournament. Sometimes it's a lot of drive and kick, and they got to be able to have good solid closeouts, being able to pressure the ball, stay in front. So this is going to be a good test for the guards. A really big test for the guards.
One of the things that I think you look at the Southern Utah game and where they're, you know, there's some question marks going into this game. Yeah. Tavion Jones had 25 for Southern Utah. Expect Terquavion Smith to be very similar in terms of he's going to shoot the ball. Yeah. They're going to shoot some shots early in the clock. Terquavion Smith has extended range. That's what, to your point about maintaining the ball, that's going to be such a tough, because you got to get out to Terquavion Smith. He extends your defense with his range. I mean, he has extended range. So, and he can shot fake. And then once he gets into the teeth of the defense, he's showing that he can make some plays.
Yeah.
This is an NBA talent for sure. You look at the depth in this game, NC State's going to play 9, 10 guys, 11 guys. Kansas struggled in terms of their bench in the Southern Utah game in terms of production. That, to me, Bill Self coming back first game, I think that's something that the staff is going to look at is – how to get something out of the bench in this game. Every coach will tell you that, you know, that it doesn't matter really who your starters are. Your starters are going to lead you, but you got to have your bench step up. And I look at Bobby Pettiford and Uday, and, you know, MJ Rice is kind of banged up. I mean, MJ, you know, hopefully he can get healthy to where he's going to really be an impact, I think, down the road.
Yeah.
But Joe Yesufu and Zuby, like those guys, they're playing for minutes still. You know, we're still in November, where we are at the end of November, and these are big games now. I think ironing out the bench and trying to get some production from your bench is an important piece, not just in the NC State game, but I think in this tournament, knowing that the bracket that's ahead for Kansas in this battle for Atlantis.
Yeah, and you mentioned it best. You know, you can only rely on your starter so long, and you can only ride them out so long. And, you know, if you're rolling, I think they really wrote six deep. So those guys played high minutes to pull off that win against Southern Utah. And, you know, this is a grind of a season, and this is only the fourth. They've only played four games. So it's a grind of a season. So you're going to have to be able to rely on that bench and not just be able to put the bench in to, you know, hope, please let us stay above water while we have our starters out. You know, you want your bench to be able to come in and still compete at a high level And whether the score changes or not, you just want them to be come in and help you by not hurting you. And, you know, that's just by doing the little things, not turning the ball over, making sure that you're getting stops, or obviously you're coming in and you're scoring and getting your group is coming in scoring and not getting stops and getting stops. I think those are the things that the bench is going to have to be able to come to do. If you're going to come in and you're not producing on the scoring end, when you guys are in and your unit is in, make sure the other team's not scoring if you're not scoring. So these are some wrinkles that I know that they're going to have to iron out. You know, Bobby played pretty high minutes, and I think he had, you know, two fouls. And really that was pretty much it. He had a lot of zeros. So, you know, a lot of these guys on the bench are going to have to step up. You talked about MJ. He has to get healthy.
Yep.
Ernest is going to, you know, have to step up. Zuby, some of those guys, you know, both of those guys, I think as time goes on, because they're so young, they're going to catch on. But obviously you have big games that come in between that. So they're going to have to really lock in and focus, and best way, just figure it out. You know, you have to figure it out.
You look at this bracket too. The Kansas side of the bracket is tough. You got NC State, and then you meet the winner or loser of Davidson, Wisconsin, and the other side of the bracket, USC, BYU, Tennessee, and Butler. It's a good tournament, but Kansas side of the bracket's no joke to get to the championship game. I've been to Battle for Atlantis. So it went a few years back, and the one thing about playing in the morning game, and just the, you know, getting started in this tournament, it's a neutral site floor, and it's almost like a banquet hall. So, you know, it's a very different, you know, setting in terms of how I think this is important for your leaders, like Jalen and Dewan, to set the tone before you even step on the floor.
Yeah.
Right. This is bring your own energy. This is not going to be like a normal, you're not in Allen Fieldhouse. It's not going to be like a normal feel for some of these young guys. We're talking about the bench and the depth.
Yeah.
Getting these guys, it can't always be the coaches, as you know. And that's something that Kansas has been so great with, is their veteran leadership has always been able to help the young guys along. You know, you and I both have been in these situations before, being brought along from older guys and then bringing younger guys along as you get older. This is a leadership game to me, in terms of your guys that carry you, and Jalen and Dewan. And, you know, I think even Kevin McCullough, who's an experienced player, they've been in these type of games. It's a different feel, and you got to get off to a hot start or I should say, against NC State, because they can really build their leads quickly with how they run off and their guard play.
Yeah, you know what? And it's funny that you say that. They got to get to it's an early game. Those senior guys, they got to find a way to get guys going. And I think it starts like early in the morning, right when you get up. You get up, you know, players are hanging around each other's room. I mean, it goes even from that senior leadership going around, making sure guys are loose, cracking jokes, playing around, getting into film session, breakfast, like having that upbeat attitude. And I think one of the guys that was really great at that could keep guys loose was Aaron Mouse. He did a really great job of that. And he didn't have to do it when he was a senior. But I think Jalen has that type of personality. He's won a national championship. I think Dewan's a little bit more laid back. But I think Dewan will still be in there cracking jokes and doing some of that stuff. But I think really it starts right when they get up. And it's, you know, really making sure the mood of the players is really loose, just so they can come out and compete and just not have to think, just play as one and go out and compete.
Jeff, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be in touch.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. we'll be in touch next week. Big tournament. It's going to be a fun one, especially around the holidays. Everybody talks football around the holidays, and it's great, but some good games. We saw some great games yesterday in Maui with, you know, Creighton and Arkansas, Tennessee and, or excuse me, Illinois and UCLA last week. There's been a lot of good games, some good teams too. So enjoy.
It's gonna keep coming.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving to all of us.
Happy Thanksgiving. You bet.
And we'll talk next week, Jeff.